Welcome to People in America, a program in VOA Special English. Today, Rich Kleinfeld and Steve Ember tell about one of America's most popular singers, Elvis Presley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
That song, Hound Dog, was one of Elvis Presley's most popular records. It sold 5 million copies in 1956. Music industry experts say more than 1,000 million of Elvis's recordings have sold throughout the world. He was a success in many different kinds of music: popular, country, religious, and rhythm and blues. Elvis Presley won many awards from nations all over the world. Yet he did not record in any language other than English. He never performed outside the United States, except for 3 shows in Canada. Yet his recordings and films have been, and are still, enjoyed by people all over the world.
Elvis Aaron Presley was born in the southern town of Tupelo, Mississippi, on January 8, 1935. His family was extremely poor. During his childhood, he sang in church with his parents. He also listened to music that influenced his later singing, including country, rhythm and blues, and religious music. Elvis and his family moved to Memphis, Tennessee, when he was 13. After high school, he had several jobs, including driving a truck. In 1953, he made his first recording of this song, My Happiness.
Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss. Always thinking how I miss my happiness.
Elvis Presley recorded the song at the Memphis Recording Service. The story is that he paid $4 to make a recording for his mother. A woman who worked at the public recording studio had another job with a local independent record company called Sun Records. She made a second recording of Elvis's songs because she thought the owner of Sun Records should hear him sing.
The owner of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, had been looking for a white performer who could sing black rhythm and blues. He suggested Elvis work with a guitar player and a bass player. Several months later, Mr. Phillips agreed to have the group make a record. It was released on July 19, 1954. One of the songs was That's All Right.
Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too, son, that guy you foolin' with, she ain't no good to you, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway, do.
The record sold well in Memphis and was played a lot on local radio stations. To let others hear Elvis, Sam Phillips organized a series of performances at country fairs in the area. One of the people who heard Elvis perform at these shows was Colonel Tom Parker. Elvis signed an agreement that Colonel Parker would organize his appearances. One of Elvis's first new recordings became a huge hit and led to his many appearances on television. It was Heartbreak Hotel.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely
street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely, I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
By the middle of the 1950s, Elvis Presley was known around the world as the young man who moved his hips in a sexual way as he sang rock and roll music. Many adults said he and his music were bad influences on young people. Young women loved him. Huge crowds attended his performances. He made his first movie in 1956. It was Love Me Tender. The title song was a big hit.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.